The theme to our segment, Race Tracks Everywhere. We travel the nation, catch up with race clubs, talk about their feature days, their club, their track, and their township. And speaking of clubs, Taree Cup this Sunday, one of our racing coverages on RSN. It's actually the Manning Valley Race Club, Taree Wingham as well. It has a host of names. Helen Sinclair is the club manager, takes our call. How are you, Helen?
I'm very well, thank you.
So everyone knows it as Taree, but officially you're Manning Valley, aren't you? Is that right?
Yes, there was a merger of three different clubs. There was Cranbach, Wingham and the Taree Wingham Race Club some years ago, and as a merger it's now known as the Manning Valley Race Club.
And this is your highlight meeting, is it, of the year coming up?
Yes, and the exciting thing about this one is that it's the first year since the inception of the Taree Cup that it's been run in November. It's traditionally been run in August as a two-day carnival, but it was always cold, windy. The track was never at its best in August, and that'll be evident when we race this Sunday. It's the first time in November, and the track is absolutely amazing.
I guess the other factor too, am I right, if it had been in its regular spot, would that have been smack bang when people couldn't travel or attend in numbers?
Absolutely. That was by sheer coincidence, actually, that we've gotten away with this. But, yes, we wouldn't have had a crowd in August this year. So now on Sunday, we're much less restricted. We've got a cap of 5,000 people. There's a lot less restriction. It's on a Sunday, so we know that people are anxious to get out and about, especially the racing fraternity. They've been a bit starved of attending. So all in all, I'm expecting a really big day.
Do you think you'll go close to selling out, or is 5,000 a comfortable number?
Oh, well, it's a big number these days. There's so many options for people to participate in racing away from the track, I guess. So, you know, you're competing with technology, people with apps and all other forms of betting. But honestly, I think that we can offer that atmosphere that you just don't get unless you're on site. So I'm not sure that we'll get that, to that number, but it'll be a healthy crowd, no doubt.
So lots of New South Wales have had deluge of rains in recent days and weeks. How have you fared at Taree? And, of course, when people look at Taree on any website, they see the magnificent bridge over the Manning River, which I guess has had a bit of water.
Yes, well, we haven't had rain now for quite a few days, a week at least. Our track is a good 3 to 4 at the moment. We're expecting some rain maybe over the weekend, but this track can handle just about anything. We've raced on a heavy 9 time after time after time, and it's performed beautifully. If we got to a soft 5, I'd be really surprised.
And you're also a showcase. Is this the first time? Because with the boosted prize money, often when I chat to clubs that are showcase meetings, they have full fields, emergencies, huge nominations. Have you been a showcase boosted prize money meeting before?
Yes, we've done it for many years now, and the quality of the racing is always increased on a showcase meeting. It's that extra $10,000-odd that the owners are chasing, and the trainers, of course. So it's always helpful. The more prize money, it seems, the more people participate. And this we've got a $100,000 cup on Sunday, as well as the showcase on every other race.
We're chatting to Helen Sinclair, Taree Cup this Sunday, Manning Valley Race Club, beautiful mid-north coast of New South Wales. So am I right in saying it sounds as though your race club has gone okay over the last 18 months, despite, I guess, a lot of challenges for many parts of the country?
I think the good thing is that racing actually has not stopped right through the pandemic. So for 2 years or 18 months, it seems 2 years, we have not stopped racing. We have not lost a race meeting due to the pandemic. We've lost a couple through bushfires and flooding 12 months ago, but we have not stopped racing, which means trainers, owners, jockeys, all the infrastructure people have kept working. And I think that's an accolade to Racing New South Wales to be able to keep the industry going.
And what about, well, as I said, now with only, you know, a couple of hundred cases there in New South Wales, you're doing terrific. Does it feel as though life has got back to normal? Are tourists returning? Are people travelling? And will that also encompass some of your crowd this weekend for the Cup?
I think people are still a little hesitant, to be honest with you, and rightly so. We must have double vaccinations before people can enter. And there's a, you know, sign-in process, and we're very conscious of spacing within the facility. I think for a long time, maybe forever, who knows, we're going to be a little bit more conscious of our hygiene. And we're certainly making sure that happens here. We don't want to be the club that stops racing.
Great to chat to you. Good luck with your meeting. When do you back up again? How busy are you post the cup in the months ahead?
Oh, yes, very. So we race in 1 week again. And then this is summer. So we have a very tight racing schedule in summer. We're a holiday destination. And we attract a lot of people that are coming to the beautiful beaches of the Mid-North Coast on holidays. So we have the Harrington Cup on the first day. Actually, it's on a public holiday this year on the 3rd of January. So we have lots of activity, probably December, January, February.
Sounds as though things are going very nicely for your club. Good luck with your cup, and thanks for taking the call, Helen. All the best.
Much appreciated. Thank you so much.
Helen Sinclair, Manning Valley, Taree Cup. Sounds as though life is idyllic and the race club going great guns there. Good luck to them. They're meeting on coverage on RSN this weekend.